Om Shanti. Welcome. Good morning, everyone. The start of the silence retreat, the silence days. And before I introduce these two beautiful souls who are sitting here with us, so welcome, Judy and Hans. So nice to have you with us. Judy Ben is from Canada, Halifax, and she's long time with Baba and has created beautiful programs, and her speciality is to create it so much before it happens that you don't have to do anything when it's happening. It's a very good speciality, and then she can look in and enjoy how each one is taking so much benefit of it. So Judy will guide us through this silence retreat. Hans Bai, welcome. He's from Germany. He came in 1990 with Baba, and he has a lot of love for yoga, deep yoga. So he will today be guiding us into silence.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Wow. What our fortune to be in this place. How many feel like you would like some silence? I just arrived from Bombay last night, and I feel silence. It would be very good at this time. What we would like to do for the next 40 minutes is Brother Hans is going to speak to us a bit about silence and his experience with silence and inspire us. And then I am going to explain how this retreat will work. Is everyone getting translation? Hands up for translation. Yes for Russian. Yes for Tamil. Is it? Yes? Okay, Vietnamese, are we getting? Yes? Okay, anyone else? French? Spanish. Are we getting Spanish? Yes. Not yet. Oh, I will wait. Okay. Entonces esperamos. Dos minutos, okay? Welcome. We spend the next 40 minutes with some inspiration about silence from Brother Hans. And then I will explain to you how this retreat will work. This is a new format. We wanted to create an opportunity where you actually have silence instead of many classes. So there are no classes and lots of opportunity for you to have a conversation with yourself and with Baba, free space, free time, but directed with some guidance. So I'll explain how it will work after we get some inspirations from Brother Hans.
Yes, Om Shanti and good morning. Yeah, yesterday Sister Judy told me you should speak a little bit about silence. So I was wondering, because we heard so many classes by Fasin, yes, and everyone, we know so much about silence, so what to say. And anyway, it's a bit of a paradox to speak about silence. And we have many words for it also. That's already the first confusion. We speak of silence, of stillness, of peace, of calmness, of quietness, and many other words like harmony, which are very much connected, or relaxation, or contentment. So we use so many words, and everybody understands each word differently. And when it comes to translation, again, it changes, and each one has even more different understanding. So to talk about silence is actually quite complicated, and that's maybe why we prefer to be in silence. Probably less confusion when we don't speak. So that is what I'm feeling. What we change today is, and maybe that's the first very external step, is not to speak, not using words, which may be the silence of the mouth, which we may use. And even if we look at that, in Baba's Murli, again, he sometimes uses contradictions. Sometimes he says, it's so quiet and nice and no word, it's so beautiful. And the next Murli he says, even if there's a lot of noise, it shouldn't be disturbed, doesn't matter, you just be in silence. So sometimes it seems to have external silence is a very good thing, and sometimes it doesn't matter at all. So we can see how Baba sometimes uses different perspectives or different approaches, or he speaks of different things even. And we have to realize what he's speaking of, you know. Okay, thank you. Okay, sorry. So, what I can add maybe, which we don't hear so much, is to get a bit clarity in more of the methods and what different kind of things we are talking about, if that is fine with you. Because nowadays, and meditation is like the way to silence. But again, meditation, you know, who knows here what is meditation? Meditation means so many different things. You know, for example, when I nowadays go to the subway, it's very quiet. 10 years ago, everybody was talking. Now, no one is talking anymore. So it's nice. Is it? No, it's not. Everybody has a machine. And it's... So they don't speak, but actually, they are more active inside than before. Isn't it? It's only no more communication on an external level. But have we become more silent? So, we see, we are speaking of different things here. We know the three faculties of the soul. The intellect, the mind, and the subconscious of the sanskars. And all three have their part in silence. And it's good to understand who is doing what. And that gives us also a glimpse of the different kinds of silence which we have, to look at those three, actually. That's what I have noticed. Nowadays, you may have heard or seen, there is something called mindfulness. It's actually an original Buddhist practice which has become very famous. It's practiced everywhere, and there's research and a lot of benefits, and you know, and some Brahmins say they have better methods than we have. It's very effective. We should also do that. So if you like to get a bit of an idea what those different things are. It's interesting, mindfulness. So mind is not empty. What is mindfulness? What is this praxis? It is in fact a praxis, it's directing to our intellect. It's sort of a state of a passive state of the intellect. What we do is, you can be mindful about anything. You walk along and you just listen to the sounds in nature. And suddenly you hear birds you never heard before, you hear things you never noticed. But you just listen to the sounds and you don't think about it. You don't evaluate it, you don't judge it, you don't create any active thoughts about it. You just observe it. So that mindfulness is the state of an observer of the intellect. And that has certain benefits. What it does, it saves energy. That's the main thing. Because if the intellect is active, processing thoughts, ideas, plans, memories all the time, which we do basically all day long nowadays, And with his machines, even for little spaces we had, we also occupy, you know. Which means it's constantly energy drawn from the battery of the soul. And that gives you a lower and lower state of energy. And then you have no more concentration, you can't deal with things because you don't have enough power. So in my opinion, silence and meditation have a lot to do mainly with energy, inner energy. And in Germany we have a saying and it says, I don't know if it's in English or in other cultures, for power lies in silence. And I don't know if you have an English expression similar. And that is what it's all about. It's all about power, about energy. And so we can do two things with energy. We can either save energy so that we have more energy, or we can get energy so we have more energy. So these are very different things. Even in physical world now, if we try to save energy and try to gain energy from natural sources, right? And so here too, this mindfulness, this observer state is for saving energy. And so if you, for half an hour, are just watching your mind, being what comes from outside, or you watch your breath, or, which is more sophisticated, just watch your thoughts, but don't interfere. That is what Baba teaches us for detached observer. This is nothing but mindfulness. So that's one kind of meditation, which directs to change the state of a processing of the intellect. Make it from an active processing intellect to a passive intellect, which is just watching. And that uses very little energy, and after half an hour, when you don't use a battery all the time strongly, it sort of recollects energy and then it's more, you know, present again and you can do things more accurate and better. And that has an effect on the body. That's why we have noticed better health, better concentration, better behavior in relationship, all kinds of things. So we are doing that also, right? We are just, that's when we start meditation, that's one kind of meditation. But today, we will get some Murlis, I think. We get questions to think about. This is not observer state. Actually, our intellect becomes again active. So is that meditation? So we do very different things and we also put it into meditation, right? And Baba sometimes says, be in meditation, have yoga with me whole day long, even if you act. Right? And then Brahma Baba sometimes says, for you is much easier because I have so much responsibility, I have no time for yoga. I have to think about so many things. On the other side, we should be in yoga all the time. Again, we have to see, is it a contradiction or is Baba speaking of different things? Also for the topic of yoga, is another story in that. In my opinion, again, it is all about gaining energy. And yoga is the thing where we gain energy, and this mindful meditation, this detached observer, is to save energy. But all the work we do, all our study, all our churning, that is to sort out old stuff, which is in the way to get into this connection with Baba, or to even get into mindfulness. Because you want to think about just the sounds and something else comes in your mind, and you think about that actively. So we are doing many things at the same time. Like in Buddhism, we just concentrate on this mindfulness. And for 10 days, we are in silence and just do that. And we don't even look at each other, especially not into the eyes. We sit here and we give drishti. For them it would be very strange. So we do so many different things And we call it all meditation and yoga, and we somehow see it the same thing. So it's good to understand we are doing very different things at the same time. Like, they have just one aim. They want to go into emptiness, into dissolvement, into nirvana. You're finishing there. But Baba says three things. Be soul conscious, remember me, and remember paradise, your inheritance. So we have three things. That makes it also complicated. And so we are doing all those things together, and we are mixing them, and we are not clear what is what, and then become sometimes a bit confused. So there is, I would call it, the silence of the intellect when we detach it and the intellect doesn't process anymore. Then we are speaking of peace in mind. That's obviously something else. Mind is our inner screen, and there is a lot of emotions, a lot of things going on. So peace of mind means that we are out of all those emotional states and just back in a very original vibration of peace. That is like an inner light. It's like a background light in the mind. And I personally have had the experience that we can be in an extremely peaceful mind, which is not just emptiness or still, but it is actually a very strong energy. It's a vibration. And if that is very strong, we can have thoughts, right? We still can have thoughts, but those thoughts don't change that state of emotion. It keeps that peaceful vibration in the mind, and that has an impact also on the intellect. So we don't get excited, we don't react. That is so strong, that vibration, that no matter what comes in front of us, it doesn't create a reaction. We are just perceiving it, but that state of inner feeling of peace stays there. And I think when Baba says, be in meditation or in yoga whilst working, okay, whilst acting, still be in silence, it means have that deep feeling of peace inside, and you are still able to have thoughts, process them, get solutions, but no reactions, no emotions. So that is a state where we want to come to, and for this we are working. Then there's another thing. In our sanskars, we have a lot of sanskars, and maybe the biggest one is that of wasteful thinking. And so we have a lot of waste thoughts coming from our subconsciousness, constantly chatting into our mind. You know that? It's probably 90%. So that is maybe the stillness of the sanskars which we want to reach, that they get deactivated or get away, so that this doesn't come, this chatting from our subconsciousness. So we have stillness, we have peace in mind, and we have silence in the intellect. And then when we come to a state of a peaceful mind and a quiet intellect, and the sanskars not coming up, that is what Baba calls like deep silence, which is like everything is really still. And that is like the soul world experience. When we are in that state, that's the time when we can connect to Baba. Because then we are in a deep soul conscious state, a state beyond any sound in any of the three, not in the sanskaras, not in the mind, not in the intellect. And that state we actually reach in sleep. When we are sleeping, there are different phases, but there's one phase called non-REM phase, non-rapid eye movement. this non-REM phase, they can measure it. The brain is totally silent. There's no dreaming. There's body is like very, very low level functioning, just heartbeat, that's it. And just the main little function that the body doesn't die. The brain very silent. And that's the moment, I think, when we detach from the body and come to such a stillness that we come automatically in connection with Baba. And that's when we gain power. And when we come back next day, we have the batteries a bit loaded, we can act again. So, when we want extra power, we need to go or simulate that state which we have in deep sleep, in an awakened state. Right? And that's what we try when we go into deep, like, bodiless state. Because in that moment of silence, we are bodiless in sleep, not connected to the body much. And so, that's why Baba's practice of bodiless, nobody does it like that, is such a powerful thing, because it's the only one where we can actually get additional load of energy. And what I have learned and understood, the more energy we have available, the less mistakes we make. The more energy we have, the better our performance. If we have full energy, we make no more mistake. Right? The weaknesses come because of a lack of power. And if we have full power, we don't lie. We don't manipulate. There's no need. We can be straight, honest, self-respect, everything. So the whole game is about energy. And once we get enough energy, we can manage very well. We can share with others also. That is called cooperation. It's actually sharing of energy. It's very simple. But first we need to have this extra load, because it's very easy to go downhill. There's no effort to be lazy, to be lackness. That's easy. But to go up takes a lot of energy. To go against the stream, and that's why we want to go up. So we have to gain maximum energy. And so we do both. We save energy as much as possible. And we gain energy through yoga. So these are very different things. And each one has its own effects. Each one has its own benefits. And only all together create that wonder which Baba is preparing. Just by using one method won't be enough. We need the whole perspective. And one thing is also study. Because even in mindfulness, they don't have a knowledge of the cycle. So they like connect with the whole planet or even the physical world. And if you put that in your mind all the time, you come to an experience of being part of it, being in unity with it. It's like a feeling of totally connectiveness with the whole universe. We are not doing that. It's like you become the universe, that feeling. But what we do, we have the knowledge, we look at the whole cycle, the whole time of a cycle, from outside, as detached observers, which is like, again, another perspective. So we don't get that feeling of being like the universe or part of the universe, but we get more of a feeling of standing above the universe and being the masters. So that's again a very different approach Baba is using. And also this connection to God. In meditation, this attention is like like a panorama of the mind. It's like, and the other one is like focus, which is concentration. So the detached observer is the panorama. You just see everything. But we see the whole drama from outside. That's the maximum of detachment. Small point, imagine. You can see both sides of focus and of broadness. And that's why doing those two extreme things together, nobody has ever done this. And the result will be that extreme, which means deity, which means goddess, which means angel, because you can't do more. So we should have pride of what we are doing and not look at others, because they just take little glimpses of it. But understanding for knowledge, we can see what we got is just maximum, and even logically the best and extremest you could do. Om Shanti.
Wow, thank you. I said we just push the button and something would come out. And it did. Wonderful. Thank you, Hans. So much to know about silence, and I think this 2 days is meant to be an experiment for you with silence. The purpose is for us really to be getting better with silence, and it's both our destination as Brahmins, ultimately home. The soul world is completely silent, so it's our ultimate destination before the Golden Age, but in the Confluence Age, it's our methodology. So it's both the ends and the means of our practice, right? So we see how good we are at silence when we notice how quickly we are able to go into traffic control, quickly we are able to detach from that last text, or from just saying those last words, or our minds continuing. So it's actually a skill that we're developing in the Confluence Age. It's our methodology. So I think it's meant to be treated with the respect of a high-level skill. And so this 2 days is given to us as a gift, actually. And you can give this to yourself as a gift if you would like. But it will require some conditions if you are going to maximize your benefit of this gift. And I think you are noticing, like I am, that it's not guaranteed anymore that we have a corporeal meeting with Bap Dada. So as we enter the last phase of the Confluence Age, our ability to be in silence is what guarantees the wireless will be working. Correct? So we have entered the Avyakt stage of the Confluence Age. And so silence becomes our language. We have to become very, very comfortable with this. And so this extended 2 days allows us to get comfortable with it, that this is our new operating system, silence. What do you think? Do you like that? Yeah? Sister Mira from Malaysia asked me to do a silence retreat when I was doing facilitation skills in Malaysia. And I said, me? Silence retreat. I'm the facilitator. We do games and fun, and yet I'm a very silent soul. And she said, I want you to experiment with something different, because I want 108 Brahmins to have 2 days of silence in the new Asia Retreat Center in order to create power for their service. And she was preparing the center for more and more service, more people coming. And so, and she said, I need some creative help. I would like some creative approach to this. So if you can imagine this, on the first night we have 108 maybe. Anyone in this room who was at the Malaysia retreat? Oh, yes! Okay, two, good. It was quite amazing, wasn't it? Do you remember the first night? And Sister Mira had a basket and she had 108 envelopes. And what do you think went in the envelopes? What do you think people put in their envelopes? You can't guess? You can guess, right? You know what it was. Okay, it was the cell phones. So she asked everyone for their cell phone. She said, I know if you have it, you will use it. If you don't have it, I kept looking at Matthew, tucking it away in his pocket. I'm not going to do that, but I'm just now really recognizing, I don't think it took courage from Miraban, but the wisdom of that, actually. So we each put our cell phone in, our name, and, you know, taped it up, put it in a basket, said goodbye. And she wrote one telephone number on the whiteboard. If anyone is dying or sick, call this number. And it was Miraban's cell phone. And so, of course, everybody asked, how do we wake up for Amritvela? And so they had 5 minutes. Oh, let me finish. They had 5 minutes to text their people this phone number. So all their people would know where to phone if there was death or crisis, right? But so that was settled. Fine. Everyone has texted. I am offline 2 days. Here's the number for emergency. Fine. But the next question was, well, how do we wake up for Amritvela? And she said, well, let Baba wake you up. So imagine the faith they had. They had so much faith. And, you know, of course they're in rooms with others, and if somebody is awake, to just, you know, wake your roommate, somehow everyone was awake. But it was a very interesting experiment, and just even to watch the fear, the little panic that happened when people were asked to give their cell phone, and then each one to discover, what is my panic about? For some, the panic was about responsibility, you know, at the center for Lokik family. For others, it was attachment, you know, and for others, it was fear of not waking on time for Amritvela. Interesting, hey? So good to check yourself. If I asked for your cell phone right now, which now I'm regretting I didn't bring a basket and 100, 200, 400 envelopes. If you would like to give me your cell phone, I promise I will take good care of it. Well, you know yourself best. If you feel, but this is your choice, entirely up to you. If you would like to go offline for 2 days, you can text your people and say, I'm offline. And give yourself the chance to see what you are like without constant interaction, without constant responsiveness. So I will offer you that as a gift if you like. I have to tell you one funny thing, though. People said, Miraban said, please turn off your alarms on your cell phone. But I think some people forgot. So imagine Miraban in her bedroom with this basket of 108 cell phones under her bed, right? And at 3:30, ring, 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 they're all ringing. But Sister Mira's up earlier than that, so she was awake. And she asked her, what did you do? And she said, she took the crying babies and she put them in another basket outside the door. So the second morning she didn't hear them. Anyways, so I invite you to consider what you would like to do for yourself. And even if it means you turn the cell phone off for today, and then after the program this evening you check, and then tomorrow morning you go offline, may I heartily suggest that you give yourself, you experiment with that. Okay? What do you think? Possible? You won't die without your cell phone? Are you sure? Yeah. I'm going to do it too, actually. Because, and the reason I'm raising it is just to really make this a sacred space, make this a golden opportunity, and set the conditions so you can benefit from this. Okay? Enough said? Yeah, okay. All right, so we're preparing to be avyakt, and we're preparing because it's only in silence that we will catch signals, subtle, subtle signals, and the signals are getting more subtle from our beloved. So, we have 2 days, and this is designed for you to have free time. So other than this moment of talking with you, we have no classes planned. Okay, one exception. We were told Bridge Mohanbhai is coming tomorrow, so we have one class. But the purpose of the retreat is to give you free time, free space, freedom to move about, but with a direction, with guidance. So you can be with yourself in silence, you can have a conversation with yourself and with Baba. So, you're all going to need your own, you know, writing materials. You will all need your own journal or notebook, because we will hand you, every session, a piece of paper. But there's not much space on this paper. So it looks something like this. And every session you will receive one of these. On one side is a murli. And it was a murli very carefully chosen for silence retreat. And on the other side are instructions for an activity. So this is a self-directed silence retreat. And each activity is different. Some of them are a little bit more demanding of the intellect. Demanding that you discern, that you consider, you reflect, you choose. Others are more reflective, like quick answers. Others are more creative. So if you have color pens, bring them this afternoon. You will use them. And others are actually, you will come back into this hall for seeing various things. I'm not going to tell you what. It's all meant to be a surprise as you go. But each session is its own unique, full little workshop for you to do with Baba. Clear? Okay? So you will get one murli, as you already know, on purity. That's murli number 1. And then you will have questions at the end. Now, because this is self-directed, we will not be saying anything after this. So there are no more instructions for you. We hope that our instructions are clear at the bottom. At the bottom of each page, you get your instruction for the next workshop. So if I can ask you to take out your agenda, please. You should have your agenda. Already, because we're in Madhuban, we have some changes. So, if you don't mind to get out your agenda, I would like to walk you through the changes that we already have. Okay, and traffic control will come. So if you see here, we begin after traffic control with your first 2 hours by yourself somewhere. You can be anywhere you like. But you will notice at 12:30 it says return here, Harmony Hall, for instructions. Can you please delete, remove, erase. Do not return here at 12:30. You are free, after you get your instruction, to leave. Go anywhere you like, and then go to dining hall. Okay, for lunch. Lunch is in silence. Okay? So smile at each other. Just please respect the silent space that we're creating, okay? But your next instructions will be available at tea time. So you will find the Toli brother and the tea on the top dining hall, reserved just for double foreigners. There, you will receive your Merli on love. And you will receive instructions for what to do on the theme of love. So, properly so, your first conversation is with Baba, and then your second conversation with yourself and Baba. Okay? And that will be up in the dining hall. So, if you can remove 12:30, you are free to continue until 4:30 chai time. Here at 6:30, Brother David will have a sound bath, bhati, for us, a 1 hour bhati together. And then we have the change at 7:30 p.m. is gift ceremony. And then dinner. Okay? So delete good night meditation. You can go on your own if you would like, of course. But as a group, we will not go because we're not sure how long it will take for gifts and dinner. Okay? So 7:30 gifts and delete the 9 o'clock. Yes, 7:30 is here and the sound bath is here. Thank you, brother. Yes, everything happens here except tomorrow morning at 9:30. You are to pick up your next Merli, which is on faith. The faith Merli and instructions for workshop on the back, you will receive in front of Baba's room. Okay, outside. And the reason is so that you are free to go, because at 10:30 we have meditation here. So come in any time you like between 10:30 and 11, but Bridge Mohan Bhai will be here to start class at 11. Okay? So you are free with your Merli from 9:30 until 10:30 or 11. Okay, so tomorrow then the bhati with Bridge Mohan Bhai, and again the afternoon your instructions, you receive your last Merli is on an honest heart, which is very nice before you meet Baba. And again, you will receive these instructions at chai time on the dining room, top floor, okay? So what this means is you have, a bhati again with Brother David in here, Harmony Hall, and then you will be given some beautiful instructions and a card if you would like to give the realizations from your silence retreat in a note to Baba. Okay? And then for dinner, we will break silence. And we invite you to share realizations. We won't structure that. We just allow you to go on your own. Chat with people. Share your discoveries. Okay? So, questions. Any questions? Now is your opportunity to ask so that it's clear. Is the first Merli? Yes. Yes. As you leave this hall, after you have all your instructions, we have our team placed to hand you the Merli. So you only ever receive what you need at that time. You don't get all four Merlis at the same time. And this is a method to help just focus in on one. So as you leave the hall, if I can invite you, it'll be at the counter. You know where you got your packs? Any other questions? We are starting sound bath from 6:30 to 7:30. We have a bhati. 6 to 7 instead, and then we have some powerful yogis with us. Non-speaking powerful yogis? Excellent. So we can combine, Vijay? Can we combine? What do you mean combine? Do 6 to 7:30? Ah, yeah. But they can only come at 6, I think. Is that it, Vijay Bhai? Why 6? We have 6:30 to 7:30 with Brother David playing music. And then what happens at 7? Oh, you want to start early. Thank you. Okay. Is that okay? Can you take note, please? 6 to 7:30. See, the changes come so accurately. Okay, so 7 o'clock will be gifts, and our sound, Bhatiar, will be 6 to 7. And has David been told, Vijaybhai? Yes, is that okay? 6 to 7, and then we have a couple powerful yogis with us. Okay, any other question before you leave so that it's all clear? So this is a grand experiment. Can we self-direct? I think we can. I think the time is delicious to be on our own. Please enjoy. This is you and Baba for 2 days. I'm just going to see if there's anything else I'm supposed to say to you. I think I'm supposed to remind you that 6 o'clock tomorrow morning is exercises in meditation hall, but also at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning is the walk with Brother David from reception. Okay, so tomorrow you have two options for physical fitness. Okay? Yes, we will have 4:30 until, you're talking today. Yes, we will have 4:30 till 6. An hour and a half will be enough. However, we have asked our team to be there at 4 o'clock. So if anyone comes early for chai, instructions should be there and you will have extra time. Okay? And if you find your exercise is finished and you go, oh, lovely, don't race. Take your time. Enjoy it. It's not a race. Take your time. But if you find you're finished, please take the time to walk with Baba, go to Baba's room, write to Baba, do whatever you need to do, but maintain this conversation, this silent conversation with yourself and with Baba. Okay, Carmen? If somebody has a number, like Miraben, you know, that number that you need to talk to. I think, Petra Ben, could you come out here? I think she'd be our phone number. Petra Ben's our phone number. Okay, so anything comes up? Is that fair? Because you're staying here in Gyan Sarovar, so you'll be visible at all times. Okay, good. Thank you. Brother? The walk time, 6 a.m. He goes usually 45 minutes, doesn't he? He's back in time for, obviously, for Murli. It's 1 hour. Okay, so you get back just in time for Murli. But it's a silent walk, so you can have your yoga then, yeah. Other questions? 7 o'clock tonight is gift ceremony, and Bhati, David playing music for the sound bath, is 6 to 7 p.m. And then 7 is gift ceremony and then dinner. Yes, so we stay in here the whole time and then for dinner. And then, of course, you'll go to Baba's room for your good night meditation with Baba. Okay, any other? Does this sound like fun? Does this sound good? Is this okay, the structure? It's kind of a new structure, but let's see. I mean, I think it's, you know, it didn't seem possible to Miraben that we'd have 108 Brahmins in silence for 36 hours, and somehow we did. And it was, and, you know, old Brahmins came after and said, I had so many realizations. So it's really a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, I don't know when the next chance to be in silence like this will happen, so take the opportunity. Please enjoy yourselves immensely. I look forward to it myself. So if there are no more questions, anyone else with a question? Oh, one more. Some of you are from Pandav Bhavan. Yes, I am also from Pandav Bhavan. So that means, I think the bus comes up at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is very good, which means you can get your 9:30 instructions in front of Baba's room. If you would like to take your exercise with you, may I suggest you stay here because this is where the atmosphere is being created for the 2 hours after each Murli. And then in the between times, if you go back to Pandav Bhavan, of course, enjoy the pilgrimage places. In fact, many from here may go also for pilgrimage there. But during the time of the exercise, if you stay here. Is that okay? And we position the time so you could catch the bus and be here in time. Okay? Any other questions? I mean, we hope we thought through everything. Probably not, but We have the Merle in many different languages. I think because this was double foreign, we were requested English and then all the other non-Hindi languages. So I cannot guarantee that there is a Hindi Merle there. Can I? No. I can guarantee many double foreign languages. So sorry, sister. Okay, any other questions? Okay, so let's just have a moment of silence before we go into extended silence. But now that we're here together, and just fill it, this silence, with the intention for this group to experience so much benefit. Let Baba work on you, the soul, for 2 days. Om Shanti.